It's time for the Weekly Wag on the Lucianne Lance Show as we are teaming up with the Humane Society of Huron Valley to introduce you to the adoptable animals at the shelter. And joining us today, as she does each week, Wendy Welch. She is the Director of Communications at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. You've got a twofer going on. Before we get to our pet this week, you got to tell everyone about the twofer.
Oh my goodness. Yes, yes. For BOGO lovers out there, we've got the best one ever. It is Adopt One Kitten, Get One Free. We have like over several hundred kittens in our care right now. Not all of them are available for adoption, but they will be eventually. So we have not offered this, Lucianne, for the last couple of years. We have not had a need to, but this year, lots of kittens. So here we are.
Oh my goodness. So these are kittens, which means they're about how old?
Yeah. So over 8 weeks. We want to make sure that everybody knows what they're getting into. Now, kittens are different than puppies in terms of we really do recommend adopting them in pairs. Kittens are really good at socializing each other, teaching each other the ways of the world. But at the same time, they can still relate to humans. When you adopt two puppies together, a lot of times they will bond together and then forget about the humans. So kittens are really great in pairs.
All right. So right now, when you adopt a kitten, you can get a kitten free at our Humane Society of Huron Valley, located on Cherry Hill Road in the village of Dixboro, just to the northeast of Ann Arbor off of Plymouth Road. And online, you can go to hshv.org. There's a link right on the main page on the twofer, the BOGO kittens, if you will. And why not? What's twice as good as a kitten, as the Humane Society says? There's a really cute photo of two cats in a car. It made me laugh when I saw it. Go to hshv.org. You can see what I'm talking about there. All right. So we don't have a cat and we don't have a dog, but our weekly WAG featured animal today is something that makes an early morning sound. What is it?
That's right. A rooster. We do. We have TJ Eckelsberg for you this week. I know TJ Eckelsberg, all animals are individuals, of course. And TJ Eckelsberg is no exception. He is definitely an individual kind of rooster. He was found, as a stray, interestingly. And we have 6 roosters right now who are found as strays in all different areas. So there's something going on.
Do they wander off? What happens? I don't understand.
Yeah. Could be, I know people sometimes they will get a rooster in their flock and then some of the roosters won't get along. And so, so someone might just wander off. Mm. TJ Eckelsberg he's really pleasant. He totally allows us to pick him up and put him in places. Yes, some roosters are not. Some roosters are not interested in being held at all, but he seems quite friendly. And he's beautiful too. You see his picture?
It looks like he has fur on him. He's just gorgeous. How would you describe that?
Yeah, he's got like a gray and white feathers, so kind of the peppery kind of color of a rooster. Of course, he's got the red fan and everything, which makes him a little rooster, and beautiful tail feathers. So hopefully someone will like him and want to adopt him. If not, of course, like I say, we've got 6 roosters. So all different looks, all different personalities. Come check us out. HSHV is in Victor.org.
So I know it is individualized by community, but what are the rules concerning roosters and chickens? And can you have them in the city? How does all of that generally work, Wendy?
Yeah, each jurisdiction has different laws around that as far as like how much space you have and how many animals that you can have. So you need to definitely look into that before adopting.
And do you have to have a coop in the backyard for them?
Yeah, they need some shelter and they need some area to wander around. And, depending on how many animals, that depends on, how much space that you need for them. But they have some very specific needs, they are fun. They are total entertainment, I got to tell you.
All right. Now, can you explain the basics to me? Should we have chickens if we're going to have a rooster as well? Or can a rooster be on his own? How does that work?
Yeah, no, you can have a rooster on its own. And sometimes you can actually have, you know, there's a misconception out there that you can only have one in a flock. Now, again, they're all individuals. So sometimes that is the case, depending on what kind of rooster you have, but sometimes they get along. Lots of times people do like them to entertain kind of their chicken flock. So yes, worth considering.
I don't think I've ever seen, not that I know much about roosters, but a rooster with so many feathers. It's just amazing. And they're all beautifully, it looks like someone combed him. He looks gorgeous.
Right? He is. He's beautiful. He's like a show rooster, definitely. Yeah. Yes. And like you say, we've got lots of other colors too. We've got your, you know, traditional look of your brown kind of red rooster too. Lots of things. So check it out. HSHV is invictor.org.
All right. Hey, is the detour on the bridge still impacting getting to the Humane Society for some folks?
It is, sadly, yes. And I think it's going to go on the rest of this month. They say they're hopefully on track, but not early. So, yes.
Okay. So the Washtenaw County Road Commission has been replacing the Cherry Hill Bridge. And it because of that, Cherry Hill Road from Plymouth Road has been blocked off. This has been since mid-May. So there is a detour. And if you go online to hshv.org, you can click on the bridge detour link. And it's all right there, so it makes it very easy for you. So don't let that distract you or prevent you from getting to see these beautiful animals. Stop out and visit the Humane Society of Huron Valley. See if T.J. Eckelberg, I don't know where that name came from. Is that a
a walk and wag donor made it, yes.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, I love that. That's sweet. The rooster, who is our featured animal today at the Humane Society. We hope to find him a home soon. T.J. Eckelberg, the rooster. HSHV.org. And the twofer going on for kittens as well. Don't forget that. Love our Humane Society. You guys do a remarkable job. Tell everyone what the hours are when they can come to visit and check out all the animals, Wendy.
Oh, thanks for asking, Lucianne. Yes, the Humane Society of Huron Valley is open 7 days a week. You don't need an appointment. You can just come out and see us. And huge thanks to the heroes who are making the accommodation to, take the detour. Just FYI, Google, Waze, all those are showing the detour too. So check those out. And yeah, and we are open late nights on Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 7, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 to 5, Monday through Wednesday, 11 to 6. And again, our website, hshv.org.
The animals, for the most part, they love to see all the visitors, don't they? It's exciting to them.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And, you know, our shelter, if you haven't been there before, state-of-the-art shelter. So not your, you know, dog pound, doesn't stink, isn't like dirty, all that kind of stuff that people envision. Those still exist, sadly. But ours, thanks to supporters like you, Lucianne, and all of your audience and people who care about the animals in our community. We have a very nice shelter. So I encourage people to come out. It's air conditioned and everything. You could bring the kids on out too. So hshv.org.
Air conditioned. That might be nice for those still without.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Make a good nice point. Little family trip out there. And who knows, you may find a beautiful animal to love in your own home. hshv.org for more information. Our thanks to the Director of Communications at our Humane Society, Wendy Welch. Have a great week ahead, Wendy. And let's get T.J. Eckelberg into a new home soon.
Hope so. Thanks, Lucianne.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.